Are you ready for Halloween? She said, looking into his giant blue eyes. Candy! Tori laughed. That's right. We'll get lots of candy this year. Everybody's going to love your costume. What are you dressing up as this year, Kimmy? You remember? A candy bucket. That's right, Tori laughed, tapping his nose.
Kimmy?
Tori! Called a voice from one of the porches. Yes, Grandma.
It will be getting dark soon. You should bring Kimmy inside.
Okay, be right there. Tori took Kimmy by the hand and led him up a walkway from the garden to the house. Tori found her mother and father snuggled before a fireplace in a room that was way too large to be a normal living room. It was like someone had built the house around a ski lodge. Comfy? She asked, grinning. Hey, Tori baby, said her mother. Was Kimmy behaving out there? Yep, she said, prying the boy off her back. Grandma was just worried that it was getting dark outside.
Not worried.
She peered at Tori over her eyeglasses.
My property is as safe as can be. It's just that Kimmy is young and will need to go to bed soon.
So, if it's safe, can I go back outside for a walk? There are lots of grounds to explore, and we're only here for a few days. She gave her parents her most angelic smile. I brought my favorite hiking boots. Please?
Okay, baby, her mother said, running her fingers through Kimmy's curls. His eyelids closed halfway. But don't stay out too late. Avoid strangers. And if ever in doubt,
scream fire and run back to the house. Yes, Mom, I know. I've been babysitting Kimmy since the day he was born. I can handle it.
Her father smiled. We trust you, hun. It's just the crazies out there in the world, he said, thumbing toward the door. That's who we're worried about.